smart.
So one of my favorite books to read, I'm reading it for about the sixth time. I don't know if you're interested in what I like reading about Buddhism. Does that interest you?
Mm-hmm.
It's this book. It's about my sixth time of reading it. It's called There Is No Suffering. And it's very thin. And it's very simple to read. And it's by Chen Master Shen Yin. And I'll pass it around if you want to look at it. And it's based on the Heart Sutra, and based in particular on from the Heart Sutra on the Paticca-samuppada, which is the law of dependent origination. And it is probably the law of dependent origination after you understand a little bit about what things like loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity are about. Then to start looking at the law of dependent origination has a lot more, it's a lot more accessible. Because it seems, you know, it was one of the things that when I was your age, Rinpoche made us all memorize the Paticca-samuppada, Abhijja, Pajaya, Sankara, and we had to recite it at the beginning of classes, and if we couldn't do it, we'd have to go and leave the class and learn it. He was really hard teacher. And we also had to learn how to chant the salutations to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha in Pali. And then later we had to learn them all in Tibetan, and then later we had to learn a bunch of chants that we had to write ourselves to make them more Western style and so forth. But there was always this emphasis on having to learn something and repeat it over and over and over again. So this book is, I find it covers the basic ground of Buddha Dharma in a very beautiful way, and yet it's just esoteric enough that after you've turned the page, you're not sure what you just read. So you can start at the beginning again when you get to the end without any problem whatsoever. And it keeps being a new book. Like I said, I'm reading it for the sixth time, and the whole quality of how it discusses between this book and another series of discourses by Achan Buddhadharma, who is from Thailand, who I had the good fortune of meeting there when he was still alive, when I was living in Thailand, who was a beautiful meditator, and when I would say he was a master, a Buddhist master in the Thai tradition, just as I think this teacher is a master in the Chinese Zen tradition. The quality of his teaching of interdependent origination of Achan Buddhadharma's is also very good, and there is a Polytech Society booklet on that, which means that you can get it for free by writing to the Polytech Society, which maybe next month I'll bring that booklet so you can decide whether you want to. Because I would like to, sometime or other, take a look at Interdependent Arising and give you a sense of understanding why it is considered to be the closest to the actual teaching that the Buddha Shakyamuni taught to others. And a lot of the other stuff has commentaries added in by the different people who made notes of it and stuff. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That It starts, dependent on ignorance arises, avijja pachaya sankhara, formations, mind-body formations mostly. Dependent on formations arises consciousness. So dependent on ignorance arises formations. Depending on ignoring, you can pass it on if you want to. Ignoring that what you see is based on who's looking and whether it's interesting to you or not. And, you know, mm-hmm. Ignorance, then you differentiate me and it, subject object. That's already very hard for most of us to grasp, isn't it? We don't like going there, do we? Because I know what I see when I look at you. What's your problem, Sophie? But we don't think that we see according to what we've already seen. Mm-hmm. Do we? Mm-hmm. Do you think that? I see, I know I'm looking at you because I've seen you before. Do you think that when you look at me?
Like there's I'm not sure, I don't understand.
Thank you, that's lovely, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. When you meet somebody for the first time, do you recognize them?
No.
When you meet them for the second time, is it likely that you might recognize them?
They're familiar.
For the third time, fourth time, fifth time? How come not for the first time? Because you haven't seen them before. You don't know who they are. You don't have an image of them in your brain. Mm-hmm. Did you see the video on the nature of things, the eyes? Mm-hmm. And then he talks about how the eyes are like a camera and that they take a sort of a picture by taking little signals of wavelengths of light and tone and so forth. But then they send that information to the brain. And the brain takes that information in and does a little word search through memory and then matches it, says, oh, that's